Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. All with great warranties. Fabulous pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a great service department that backs it all up with fabulous technicians. They really do take away any feeling of anger you might have. Say you work in an environment that just always seems to tick you off. You can go over to Sunbury Motors, buy yourself a new vehicle, feel great about life. It also helps that keeping people away from creating an anger management department at the business you work.
No, senor!
Imagine being mad at a guy who's spending money on your team. Wow. Interesting. All right. Our play-by-play call of the day. No Zion, lots of problems.
Gilgeous Alexander drives, gets inside, the floater is gone. Oh, what a shot from Gilgeous Alexander. And the Thunder back up by one, timeout New Orleans. Pelicans out of timeout, down three, 2.8 left. Plenty of time to get a pass and a shot off. Jones looking, finds McCollum, oh, and he throws it away. McCollum tried to get a running start and he throws it away.
The great Mike Breen with the call last night. You know why Zion Williams is back, but he's been officially listed out as a hamstring since January 2nd. So, this anger you feel toward Josh Harris, where the Sixers are over the threshold, they have to pay back him because of the luxury tax. I mean, it sounds to me like he's trying.
Oh, it's not for a lack of effort. It's just there's lots of stupidity on his part.
It's very difficult living to your standard in life. Your wife spent $4 on a shirt. You're still angry about it. $4. Okay? I mean, for goodness sakes, it was for a TJ Watt shirt. I mean, my goodness, if it was Fletcher Cox, it would have been two.
That'd be all right. Just as long as it was an Eagle shirt. It could be a penny. I don't care. That'd be even better.
She is allowed to buy shirts that A fit. Now, remember, he'll be out of this thing in a year.
Okay. It might last him, too, what the size he bought. But you never know. You could be right. I don't know.
I mean, that's... This has not been one of your better weeks.
I guess not, no.
I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, I'm trying to figure out which one is worse, but that's got to be the worst one. I allowed her to do it. Well, my advice to her would be simple. I wouldn't even ask. Like, do we have to? Do all of us have to fill out permission slips with you now, or what do we have to do here?
No.
I'm just checking. I don't know. I'm concerned. So what's your other gripe of the day? You have to have more than one.
Well, this one, I'm actually in full agreement with Matt Strom of the Phillies. Did you see what he had to say about...
Right. Yeah, he's right.
I am.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? I was going to bring this up the other day about the how they're pushing beer seals to the eighth inning. The reason they were cut off in the seventh inning and the seventh inning stretch was simple. They wanted people to, like, okay, have a little period of time before you get in the car and drive home. Okay? That's the whole purpose of it.
Exactly right. Yeah, I wish more players would speak out for that. And I've seen arguments on Twitter today that, oh, well, it's up to the individual person. The team shouldn't give up those sales because they're trying to help other people out. That's what they should do. Guess what? Especially in when you go to a Phillies game or in a team that's doing well in attendance, you will be fine in alcohol sales. It doesn't matter when or you end them. You could go for three innings and end alcohol sales, and you will be fine. That's how much alcohol is consumed at a game, especially for a big market team.
It's
help your fans out.
There was a reason why it was put in place to be in the seventh inning. And the reason was the right reason. And there's a bottom line to it. And to me, the bottom line is, you stick with the policy, and you want to know why you tell everybody you're going to stick with the policy? Because we care about you. At that point, you're a winner.
And you never know, if someone has a negative experience because somebody's driving drunk, or you have some sort of incident happen because somebody had too much to drink, well, then guess what? That may ruin the game day experience for that said fan, and you may not get their money back to come back to another game and buy tickets, buy the parking, buy the concessions, and everything else that comes with it.
I mean, pushing it back one inning, look, it's an inning. Okay? Be smart. Do the right thing. Matt Strom is absolutely right. And it was something I was going to bring up yesterday when I saw the Brewers thing. And I'm like, oh, boy. You know what? This has to change. You can't sit there, you see something like that, and I said, that's not the reason the policy was put in place. The reason the policy was put in place was to do everything you can to prevent a problem so that you can come back to the next game. I'd rather have that than try and squeeze out a few extra dollars from a beer sale. I mean, the policy is in place for a reason, and the reason is a good reason. Right? Because, you just tell everybody, it's going to stay this way because we care. Right? You can come back and, you want to have a few beers tomorrow night? Great. Because we want to have you back. And we don't want you experiencing any kind of problem on the way home. Simple.
I'd even argue it's contradictory to what Major League Baseball's purpose is of making the fan experience better, watching either in person at the game in this case or on TV, is to make the experience better. Fans wanted to see faster pace, more action, this and that. So it's all, you're supposed to be all about the fan. This goes against that.
Yeah.
100% goes against that. Because if something happens to a fan related to alcohol, you lose that fan. You're done.
Now, if they can somehow, some way, get control of Dollar Dog Night.
Yeah, as I said before, don't add fuel to the fire, people.
That's all you guys do. That's all you guys do.
No, I will say this. There are plenty of sports radio hosts in Philadelphia that echo what I just said. When they see things like that happen, they know the narrative's out there. They will plead, don't add fuel to the fire. Don't do it. And in fact, I know a certain sports radio host that would have said fans who did things like that call up and explain why they did it, and then he would try to talk some sense into them. So we do try to clean up our act in Philadelphia.
Two of the bigger incidents have happened this year. This calendar year.
Obviously, you need more work.
You,
I know.
You booed the NFL Man of the Year. Right? Who's doing causes that dealt with tragedy in his own family, and you booed him. No offense. It was wrong. Dollar Dog Night. Let's start throwing them at each other. Wrong. I mean, come on.
And not to mention, you probably spent, what, seven? Well, it was Dollar Dog Night, so it'd be a dollar, so I shouldn't say that. But you probably spent other money, good money on concessions. Like, well, what are you doing?
Like, the first part of it, when one guy, there was like, they had a hot dog eating contest in the section. Right? That's how this started.
And okay, I didn't see how it started. Okay.
And one of them got up to 13. So they started throwing their hot dogs up to him, and then all of a sudden it morphed into then they're throwing them at each other.
Got it. I hate when people do that too, try to turn Dollar Dog Night into a hot dog eating contest. Like, no.
Well, what do you expect? It's Dollar Dog Night.
Yeah, but doesn't mean you have to have 30 of them in one sitting. Take advantage of the price. And go get something else. When hot dogs are normally $6 or whatever it is.
Well, no, you spent $30 on dinner. So you ended up with 30.
I just, that doesn't appeal to me at all. I'm also not, like, if I had a choice between a burger and a dog, I go burger.
Okay.
So maybe I'm just a little biased here.
Okay. Just thought I'd, you know, throw it out there to him.
At least it was a successful Dollar Dog Night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, I saw.
Well, of course. And guess what? Everybody hung on to their food. It didn't turn into, quote, a mob scene.
Well, that's because there was nothing to purchase to make them do said things, at least I don't think. But I guess they could have consumed said things before going to the game, so.
It is another day in the City of Brotherly Love neighborhood where you just sit back and shake your head.
No, senor!
Maybe if you spent less time complaining about the Sixers owner buying the Washington team and more time on, I don't know, decency, it would pay off. What do you think?
We can do both.
I'm struggling to know if you can do one. Dollar Dog Night. Gone. What could possibly go wrong? It works everywhere else except for one place. Just a quick show of hands, which place?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Only you guys can take Dollar Dog Night and turn it into a disaster. Imagine sitting there. You're one of the Phillies owners. And you're like, you got to be kidding me. When we sat there and we came up with Dollar Dog Night like everybody else has, I don't think we envisioned this. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More Josh Harris complaints. Is it his wealth that bothers you?
I can care less about the wealth.
Well, you should care about it. That's the money that's used being paid to pay your players. I don't want an owner that's can barely make the bills. I mean, now I feel like we're in the ABA. You need to have megabucks. He's got megabucks. I think you resent it. I mean, this is a guy who the other day complained about his wife buying a $4 shirt. Oh, it wasn't the price? First time in 20 years, by the way. First time in 20 years, Pittsburgh has no playoff teams. Steelers didn't make it. Penguins didn't make it. I'll get back to you later on the Pirates.
We don't even need to mention them.
No.
Although they are the talk of the town right now, but how long will that last? We'll find out.
Weeks young. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
It is not done. There is no agreement. The final bid has not been submitted to the league. All of that are very important caveats. But it does seem that Josh Harris's group, and of course, Josh Harris, the owner of the Devils, owner of the Sixers, it does seem like Josh Harris's group is in position to be the next owner of the Washington Commanders. Sources tell me that they are nearing a deal to buy the Commanders from owner Dan Snyder. The bid likely comes in just under the $6 billion figure that Snyder targeted, but it is the highest bid. Jeff Bezos really was never a factor in this at all, despite being a subject of speculation from the media. Josh Harris, probably the favorite at the beginning, certainly the favorite now. A deal at some point will likely be done in the coming days. It is just not done now. But what we know is that Josh Harris's group is nearing a deal.
And you're disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled.
So you'd rather have Dan Snyder on them?
No.
Well, no, wait, hold on a second. Like, here are your choices. Either Dan Snyder owns them or Josh Harris does.
I mean, we're talking about Dan Snyder here. I mean,
No, you said no. You must obviously want Snyder to own them. You're the only guy in America outside of Snyder's family.
Listen, Commander fans should rejoice because Dan Snyder, Josh Harris is not Dan Snyder, I can tell you that. But once this all kind of wears off a little bit, then we'll see the Commander fans start to maybe be a little upset with Josh Harris, the way he's running things. Just give it a couple years.
Both of his teams were in the playoffs. You're right. He's a complete disaster. His hockey team is 19 games over 500. In fact, I apologize. They're 29 games over 500.
Cool. We'll see how far they get in the playoffs.
They're in.
Yeah, but they've been in before after they had a bad downward dip when they were awful for 2 years.
Sometimes
now they're back to where they were.
Sometimes you get old. And when you get old, sometimes you've got to make moves.
At least with the Sixers, they stunk right away and have gotten better since. They've made some other terrible moves along the way. But bottom line is both teams are not haven't won a championship, I should say. One is at least a championship contender. It just needs to get over the hump, which it hasn't been able to do the last couple of years.
Other teams are better. Yeah. Bucks are better. Celtics are better. Knicks are getting better. You know, other teams have people too, you know.
Well, I get it.
I'm not so sure you do.
I wouldn't be too thrilled about Magic Johnson either.
Magic Johnson is a highly successful businessman.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, all with great warranties. So important. Great pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department. Great technicians that back all of this up for the life of the vehicle. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Okay, so let's get to the football-basketball part. As we know that Penn State did get a second transfer in from VCU, and again, I can't mention his name, but whatever. The guy's a terrific defender, finisher around the rim, can face up from about 10 to 15 feet. Yeah, can he shoot a three? Yeah, but he's not great at it, but he can. This guy will be visiting here this weekend. And there are a couple of other guys visiting this weekend as well that are going to be critical. I did go over to basketball for a while today. And, I mean, everybody's out there working out. So, yes, if you're wondering if Kevin Jai is working out, yes. But he's very much in the portal, but he's still working out. Evan Mahaffey worked out today. Kanye Clary said he'll be back next year, and he made that. He posted it himself today. Now, that one I can't. He's already on the team, so I don't have to, you know, fool around with that. Jameel Brown practiced today. I talked to him briefly. Talked to Mahaffey and to Kanye and to Kevin, too, as a matter of fact, briefly today. And so they were all out there working out. You know, they go with, you know, Andy Christos and Dan Conlin and Demetrius Lilly. I did not talk to D at all. And I talked to Mike Rhodes for a little bit. And you are going to really, personally, I mean, aside from obviously the basketball part's the part with which he is going to be judged. We understand that. But personality-wise, you're really going to like Mike. You really are, you know. And yeah, let's see. I talked to Joe Crispin for a little bit, and Joe knows that John was on the show this week. Jimmy Martelli, I talked with him for a little bit. And so those guys, I mean, so if you're wondering about the guys in the portal, are they working out? Yes. You know, there's, you know, they get these 4 1-hour practices a week. I think that's what the pattern is right now. And Mike had them out there, and they were working out today. And that's where I was before the show started today, when Matt was complaining about a billionaire buying a football team. You worry me sometimes. And this will be a big weekend. And I think it's really important that they're able to bring these guys in this weekend. They can showcase Penn State with the backdrop of the blue-white game, which is really important. Football will have over several different classes around 200 recruits on hand. This weekend. And that'll be part of what's happening with recruiting. On the football side of it, so let's get to go through this positionally for you. And the quarterback part's the part that you'll watch play out between Drew and Bo. And you know, and you'll see when you see Jackson Smolak out there, I'm going to guess, just based on what I've seen, you'll come to the probably the same conclusion I did. You can see why they recruited him. And James was kidding around with me on the talk show last night about how they got him out of the Penn State recruiting hotbed of Iowa. Singleton and Allen have been exactly what you would think Singleton and Allen would be in the spring. I will say this, though. They both are actually better. You want, you know, again, the old adage that Joe always had, you either get better or you get worse, you never stay the same. Those two have not stayed the same. They've both been able to get better. And for Singleton, part of the better has been he is, in my opinion, has become a better and more reliable pass receiver, which is huge, because getting him in space in the open field, and you see how effective Catron is in the open field. And by the way, personality-wise, Catron Allen is really coming out of himself. It's really terrific to see. So now let's get to the offensive line. It is great that they can put like two offensive lines out there, where you feel like you have some good players in that offensive line. And that makes a big difference. Big difference. And Hunter Norzad's moved over to center. Getting Landon Tangwall back, big plus to go with Sal Wormley. Caden Wallace, in my opinion, has had his best spring. And Olu Fashanu is Olu Fashanu. Let's face it, I'm going to be extremely prejudiced when I say that, but I can't imagine there's a better left tackle in college football than Olu. But right behind them, this is where the you don't walk in and go, oh, boy, they can't get anybody hurt in that group. I mean, you don't want any of them to get hurt in that group for obvious reasons. But you at least have the depth to play with there. Nick Dawkins back at center. He's made some strides there. J.B. Nelson, who played last year, he's a good football player. You know, and the fact that he played some last year really helped. Venga Ioane. I know it looks like it's Vega, but it's Venga Ioane. Is a terrific player that can play multiple positions. And then Drew Shelton, let's face it, as a freshman last year, he played so well. I mean, and you look at the touchdown run, for example, that Singleton had in the Rose Bowl. Shelton's the guy that makes the big block on that play. And then the guy that nobody's talked about, where, you know, I always talk about how everybody operates on their own clock, is Jimmy Crist. Jimmy Crist has, you know, is better balanced, and has had a really good spring. Really good spring. And then you look at the two kids, Alex Birchmeyer and Javen Williams. You can see why they were recruited. Are they ready this second to play? No, but you can see why they were recruited. Tight end, Khalil Dinkins. With Brenton Strange gone, you know you need the third tight end. You got Theo Johnson, you got Tyler Warren. But you need the third guy. Dinkins has been reliable as a receiver, but the area I've been impressed in is Khalil has been physical as a blocker. Because you're part tight end, you're part wing back, you're part fullback, and Khalil has become a really good blocker in this set for Penn State. Big plus. Wide receiver. Keandre Lambert-Smith finished well down the stretch. Great game with Michigan State. Terrific Rose Bowl. Trey Wallace has had himself a really good spring. A really good spring. Now the question is going to be, who is the third guy? And then who's fourth, fifth, sixth? And, you know, eventually you're going to have to get, you know, you may have to play as many as seven guys out there. Now, we all know there's somebody coming in that has a real chance to be that third person. But, you know, we'll get to that when he's actually on campus. But when you look at the other players, Amari Evans, Malik Mega, Liam Clifford, Malik McLean, Christian Driver. What they need to develop, it's not like those guys have not made plays. They have all made plays. But what James Franklin needs is that he needs them to make plays, play in and play out. Not game in and game out. Play in and play out. That's what he's looking for. They need that level of consistency. Well, you know, two plays back-to-back, terrific. Third play, you're like, oh, boy. Right, then two more plays back-to-back, and then the third play, you're like, okay. You need to be really good and that level of consistency, play in and play out. Not even quarter in and quarter out. Play in and play out. And that's what James needs to see, that level of consistency out of those guys as they vie to be 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. And then you get to the defensive side of the ball. Denai Dennis Sutton has had himself quite a spring. To go with Chop Robinson, who's had quite a spring. To go with Adisa Isaac, who is such a terrific veteran out there. And then a guy nobody ever really talks about. And I'm not saying he's an All-American or anything like that. Please, no. But somebody that is reliable, good. And guess what? You don't feel like there's a drop-off when he's out there. And that's Amin Vanover. He never gets talked about very often. But Vanover's a good player. Linebackers? You know, Kobe King. I'll tell you where Kobe King's, you know, you talk about looking to see where players improve. Kobe King's become a little bit better in pass coverage, a little bit better in space. Curtis Jacobs, I don't think it's talked about often enough in the Big Ten. And, of course, Abdul Carter is, well, Abdul Carter. I don't think I have to say much more than that, do I? The two kids, Tamir Robinson, who didn't play at all last year, has really come on, and you can see he is a terrific prospect. Lateral movement. Good instincts. And Tony Rojas, everybody's talked about, he's put on 29 pounds. He's up to 224. Okay, that's fine, but you'll get a chance to see Tony Rojas, the football player. He has, in my opinion, excellent instincts out there. He knows how to play. Doesn't mean he's going to be perfect. Nope, didn't say he was going to be perfect. But has excellent instincts. And you can tell he knows how to play. And then you go to the secondary, whether it's Jalen Reed, Keaton Ellis. Keaton's had his best spring, no question. Zakee Wheatley, K.J. Winston. You go to Central Casting on K.J. Winston. Like, I need somebody to play the role of a safety here. K.J. Winston in Central Casting would be that guy. he looks the part. And then, of course, Zakee Wheatley. I think I mentioned Zakee already. And the corners, Kalen King is one of the best in the country. Johnny Dixon, terrific. I go back to the Rose Bowl, previewing the Rose Bowl. Clark Phillips, Utah, I'm opting for the NFL draft. Joey Porter Jr., I'm opting for the NFL draft. I remember the statement I made in the show was the difference between Penn State and Utah is that Penn State has Johnny Dixon and Utah doesn't. And that holds up here as well. And Storm Duck comes in from North Carolina, veteran, all business. Had three picks last year. He's got five in his career. Had three picks last year. And you can see, he's got some length. He can play. And Cam Miller, young player. There's a reason he got put in the rotation, a reason why he got put onto special teams all last season. And Cam knows how to play. And then another guy in the secondary, take a look, Mekhi Flowers. He's another guy. This scrimmage is important in this regard. You put your players through all sorts of circumstances during the course of practice sessions. And in this case, it's the spring. Some days you're indoors. Some day the weather may not be great. What, you deliberately put them outdoors to see how they react. They've been able to get into the stadium, so at least they've been in there and been in the cavernous building. But now you're going to put them into the stadium with a crowd, and you want to see how they react to that. Jobs are not won in the spring, but you want to see how they react with the lights on. And here's a chance to do that on Saturday. And you try to put them in as many situations as possible, and this is another one. And I realize that people will make judgments out of watching it, and I totally, completely understand it because it's the only time you get to see it. I was on a show in York on Tuesday, and they asked me about, you know, what do I look for in the blue-white game? And I said, well, I'm just looking to see, like, some of the stuff I've already seen. I said, for a fan, it's their one shot at it. I said, so I understand if they come out and they make a judgment on this, this, and this, because that's the only part they've seen. I said, for me, it's, you know, I saw the other, usually it's the other 14, but in this case, it's going to be the other 12, because I missed the first three, because I was doing the NCAA tournament. As James was kidding around with me, he said, I never have to share you at this time of the year. I said, yeah. He says, that's really cool. I said, yeah, it was really cool. But that's, so mine will be from, along with Jack, the perspective of what we saw in the other 12 based on what we're seeing now with the crowd there. You okay? So a little football talk there for you. I know, you know, it's like what Matt wants to talk about. It's more interesting. Oh. There'll be more complaints tomorrow.
I'm always up for some good football talk.
Then why are we talking about the Eagles?
Even Penn State football.
It was just such an easy joke, everybody. Come on. Back to wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And we'll be on until 4. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And we'll give you our perspective of what we've seen to this point in the spring and try and talk about as many guys as possible, which is what we'll need to, you know, to give everybody at least a perspective on, you know, what we've seen to this point. Even though there's been a huge demand that at halftime of every game we take a trip to the Bitterness Cafe. I just can't see it happening.
Well, I look forward to being there myself.
With all that vitriol?
No vitriol, just there enjoying a good afternoon of football.
I mean, now I'm starting to get people in the football program asking if you're going to show up. Like, I try to protect you.
Always appreciated.
But this time I couldn't.